newness, movement toward healing, movement toward something new. Psalms of new orientation give us language of God who is moving. And so we read them as a way of faithfully stepping into that movement toward something new. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello friends and welcome back. It is Friday, April 24th, and we have reached, or just about reached, the end of another week together, another week of Common Prayer. We'll, of course, have our Saturday episode tomorrow where we walk through the prayer of examine, again, looking back at the presence of God, maybe in subtle ways throughout our week. And so we'll be back for that. But we've reached another Friday, another weekend, another week of quarantine. And again, I pray that you are doing well and that your family and friends and roommates and whoever it is that is with you is also doing well. We're finishing our week looking at the Psalms, again through the lens of Walter Brueggemann's categorizing of the Psalms as Psalms of orientation, disorientation, and new orientation. And so yesterday we looked at a psalm of new orientation, and today we're going to return to a very familiar psalm of new orientation as well. And I think it's important that we remember in this idea of new orientation that again, God is the God of progress, right? It's the reminder when we talk about this new thing, this new life, that God is taking the story somewhere. God is taking all of us individually somewhere. We are to be human is to be dynamic. It's not to be static. We are always changing and moving and growing. And so often Jesus is waiting there with us, pulling us forward, moving us in the direction that's closer to him. And so these songs of new orientation really speak about having walked through difficult times, having it gone through pain, through hurt, we arrive on the other side of these things. And so these new orientation psalms have this sense of not just bringing things back into alignment, but bringing them into a new, more beautiful alignment. There's something that has progressed, that has changed, that's brought about a new thing in the world, in our own lives, that only comes through walking through the pain, walking through the hardship. And so these psalms really speak to that. They speak of this surprising hope, this surprising reassurance of God as King of God, as the one who is sovereign, who is in control. And so today we want to look at Psalm 23, and you almost hesitate at times to talk about Psalm 23 because it's so familiar, and honestly, it's so beautiful and so eloquent that so much has been said of Psalm 23 that in ways that it's kind of difficult to even speak of its depth and its beauty. So what I thought I would do is actually, this psalm, every time I read Psalm 23, I'm reminded of a story in my own life. And it was when I was, my wife and I were still dating at the time, and I had just started to get to know her and her family, and her grandma was really sick and was in the hospital in her last few days on earth. And I remember walking in, and she was in a lot of pain. Like, it was visibly, she was uncomfortable. It had been multiple weeks that she had been in this sort of setting of pain. And I remember walking in, and this is one of the first times I'd ever met her. And she knew I was studying to become a pastor. She knew I was in that direction, and she was a woman of faith. And I remember sitting there and sitting with her in this really poignant moment that I was sitting there, again, obviously with my wife who was grieving, or my girlfriend at the time who was grieving. And I remember as we were talking to her, Lindsay asked if there was anything that she would want us to do. And she just said, I'd love to have you read Psalm 23 and to read scripture to me. So I pulled out my Bible and I just began to slowly read this psalm. And it was stunning the way that her physical disposition changed as you could clearly tell these familiar words were being read over her. I mean, I'll never forget watching her hands stop shaking, the peace grow on her face as she was reminded of this hope, this new orientation to life, even in the midst of the pain, having walked through the hurt and the disease that she had walked through. She got onto the other side, and there was this sense of calm as I was reading these words that I'm sure she had read thousands of times before. And it reminded me of how, again, that new hope comes on the other side of that pain. The only way that those words shaped her and moved her in that moment is because she had understood an intimacy with God. She had understood the Lord as her shepherd, as the psalm says. and how we lack nothing in his presence. So I'm always reminded of that story, and I think so often it's such a story of the way in which God is working in the midst of these sorts of things. So we're going to read this this psalm. You know, it's such a fascinating one. Again, like it speaks of such an intimate connection with God as shepherd. But what I find fascinating is within this short six verses, there are over 17 personal references. So either I or my or me. But yet almost all of them are expressions of gratitude, of reflecting back to God the goodness of who God is. I think that's such a different disposition than we tend to take. And so it's such an interesting way in which the psalmist really plays between this idea of Yahweh and God, and then also this connection, this intimacy of God, you have brought me through this. I lack nothing in your presence. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. So again, these are familiar words, but I hope that this practice allows a space to maybe slow down and listen to them afresh as we look at what does it mean to be a people of new orientation, of a new way of living. So let's begin our prayer practice. So again, I invite you to put your phone away and to begin to settle into where you're at. I want you to just begin by paying attention to how you are. Where is the tension that you're holding? And as you pay attention to maybe where you're at in this present moment, I want you to just take a few deep breaths in your nose and out your mouth. And allow some of that stress to just be breathed out in the presence of God. And as you settle in to the moments, just invite the Holy Spirit to guide your thinking, to guide our prayer time together. So as I read these familiar words the first time through, I invite you, as we have all week, to just allow the Spirit to draw your heart and your mind to a particular word or phrase. And don't think much about it yet. Just hold that word, hold that phrase before the Spirit's presence. And just sit on it. Maybe it's repeating it just subtly over and over. Just allow it to roll around in your mind and in your heart. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So again, just spend a moment with the Holy Spirit, just holding that word, that phrase, that whisper before him. Now, as I read it a second time, I invite you to a little deeper mode of reflection, to begin to meditate on that particular word or phrase that the Spirit seems to be highlighting, and begin to get a little more personal. Why is it this phrase? Where does this meet me in my moment? Where is my own longing for new hope? Where is it that I'm seeing God move? So as you begin to reflect more personally, hold that before the Spirit as well, and just begin to consider how this connects with your current moment. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So again, just spend a moment and just reflect on where this text intersects with your life now. What is it that the Holy's highlighting for you in this moment? Now I'm going to read the text one more time. And as we read this final time, I invite you to reflect and to talk back with God about your experiences. As you've connected now personally to where you are at in your moment, begin to talk about that with God and invite him into that space. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Again, just spend a moment dialoguing with God. Now, before we rush away from this moment and back into the busyness of our life, just take a moment to express some gratitude towards God, to communicate the wonder and the awe and the praise of what he's doing right now with you. Amen.
Well, thanks for listening to Common Prayer today. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City and is hosted by our Generations pastor, Kevin Sneed, with original music by myself, Brandon Passion. Be sure to check back every day for new episodes at cpc.org.